You walk into work every day?
Yeah, unless it's lightning.
Ugh, crazy.
You heard that right. Each day, every day, I walk to work. It's only about 2 miles, depending on if you want to make it uphill both ways, but that's really only doable in summer. Right now, it's winter, and that's when things get interesting. You want to come along? Well, it starts at my back door. My coat was picked out for me by one of my mountaineering friends who's summited K2. Big Puffy works for 8,000 meter peaks, but it's also getting a workout. Every day this year it's been under 10 degrees, which has been most days.
It's not as hard to put crampons on as it is to put yak tracks on.
To yak track or not to yak track? That is the question. Yeah, it gives you protection, but they are so hard to put on. We got dumped with snow last night. I kind of don't get this idea of no off-street parking.
Watch out for the ice.
I live on Cathedral Hill, and if you're not lucky enough to have a garage in the alley, you take part in the parking roulette. And if it snows, you get buried.
There we go.
Yes!
I walk most days with my husband down the length of Laurel Avenue. That's the same street where F. Scott Fitzgerald was born. From there, we sneak up Maiden Lane, still paved with bricks. The cathedral looms up from here. Now, we gotta get just past it by the first bell to ensure I get in the studio on time to record breaks. Made it! We're not from here. We moved here almost a dozen years ago from Texas. We sold a truck and we were determined to walk, bike, or take public transit. In the beginning, we did bike, but all that gear required for such a short ride seemed a little bit overkill, even if NPR has a beautiful bike rack set up in a heated garage. Walking also turned out to be slightly better exercise. St. Paul's on a bluff, and our hill is on a higher bluff. You get out of breath, though that's mostly coming home.
Hello.
Right now, it's all downhill.
Almost lost it.
Down and down the sloppy hill, snow blowers revving. The History Center comes into view as we prepare to cross Kellogg. Cars pour off the freeway above and race down into town, making this particular spot the worst for anyone braving the elements on their own power. The only way across is to place your body out in front of harried, distracted drivers. Earlier this year, the city helped out by installing flashing lights activated by pressing a button. That, plus a crosswalk and 3 warning signs, you'd think folks would cool it and let the crazy walkers cross. Perhaps this is where the phrase, Minnesota nice, comes from.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We may not be from here, but we try to at least appear grateful when they stop, even if with a whiff of passive aggressiveness. Winding through the museum lot, down the stairs, and past St. Joseph's Hospital, we invariably slip into our routine of judging every single driver. Did that guy who just missed me by inches have sun in his eyes? Is she basically a decent human being, but having a bad day? Oh, come on, that one was just an asshat.
No, he put a car in the middle, can't go on there. The people walk.
Not the most polite.
Wait.
We're not waiting.
The Fitzgerald Theater means it's only a few more feet, cross the train tracks, enter the building, rip off the yak tracks, stomp out the salty snow, and run up to the 4th floor. It's an ordeal. Yeah, it is. So why bother? The bus stops just steps from our house, and I could arrive at least one day to work without hat hair. But now I'm addicted. It's a kind of therapy. You can't get too done in by seasonal affective disorder if you get out in it. And back on December 26th, it was not just cold, it was also dark.
Morning. Hello.
But now it's February, and I notice the nuanced changing light day by day, the birds beginning to check out the scene, like the neighborhood hawk and the garrulous chickadees. There's also this albino squirrel and a menagerie of squirrels and rabbits. I even caught sight of a coyote peering at me past a birch, its peeling bark quivering in the breeze. And sure, some of my love for the daily walk is the sheer doing of it, the pushing through the hard bits to get to the good bits, like when the ice is gone and I can walk in full strides out there on that bridge crossing over I-35. Hey, all you cars down there, look what you're missing.
Suckers!
Suckers! Well, they're really backed up today.
Thank you, Juanito's Soul Africa, for 100% good vibes music. Soul walking.
Here come the snowplows.